extremely interesting guy, very shy, very quiet. He was an engineer. I mean, I'd have to say, from my point of view, and when I talked to him, he was not a great talker and he was no great personality.
Really?
But Bob Hunt, his assistant, who I obviously worked for when I finished my time, was a totally different animal. He was much more, I'll use the word brazen, not rude.
Outgoing.
He was, you know, a powerful guy. Mm-hmm. Doughty was obviously the brains behind the setup of the original Doughty companies in the 30s. But as an individual, extremely reserved. She, Mrs. Doughty.
Well, Lady Doughty, I
Lady guess. Doughty, certainly, who was Canadian. She was totally different. Totally different. She was almost, I hate using this word, but almost brazen in the fact that she would ask you as the Apprentice Association to do something for next to nothing. She once asked me to organise, I think it was 6 apprentices, to go to the promenade on Saturday to collect money for one of her charities and whatever. And I said, Lady Doughty, can I just ask you, how much are these guys going to get paid? Because that's the first question they're going to ask me. Oh, well, they should do it because they work for Doughty. And I said, well, it doesn't quite work like that. I said, I will ask. I can't really remember now after however many years, 40 years, 50 years. I really can't remember whether they actually do it. I think I probably did because I was a kiss ass, but... But yes, that's the way she was. He, again, as I say, was very, very shy, and you couldn't really have a massive conversation with him.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. But in terms of any individuals other than Sir George, it doesn't sound like he was particularly inspiring to you
particular. But then I wasn't dealing with him in terms of engineering or finance decisions or whatever.
But were there any individuals that did inspire or mentor you? You felt, you know, any people that you could really sort of point to as being your mentor in life during your career at Doughty?
There was a guy called Mike Potts. He was at Doughty Mining. He was the MD at Doughty Mining. And when I was there, Mike Potts, he wanted to take the cream of the cream of all the apprentices. And clearly, because I was a big noise in the Apprentice Association, he wanted to get hold of me. And he was an inspiration in the sense that he was trying to get this team of young people who were the cream apprentices to go and work at Doughty Mining. That was clearly the way he did it. But he was an absolute joy to talk to. And he did something which I, because I am who I am, I didn't appreciate too much. My parents were living in Belfast at the time. And he called me in the office just before Christmas one year and he said, I know your parents live in Belfast, blah, 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 blah. Would you like the company to pay for you to go to Belfast? And I said, I'm sorry, Mike, I really can't accept that because to me, you know, it would mean I'm honour bound to come back to Doughty Mining and I don't want to do that. But as an individual, he was first class. Mm-hmm. And he took a lot of interest in the people, not only within Doughty Mining, but as the apprentices. He would always come round and see you and talk
great.
To you. And he'd had a serious motor car accident, so he was chair-bound. And he used to scoot round his, you know, his factory. And he was just a cracker.
Inspirational.
Guy. Oh, yeah. Great
That's
guy.
Nice to hear.
Yeah.
And what about any other memorable characters? Not necessarily in a mentoring type thing, or you know, people that you met around the place.
Just so many, because I had this ability to get around the companies, to go to various departments and whatever. Met so many, you know, the likes of Johnny Lawrence, who used to be on Number One Assembly. I mean, the hours I spent talking to John. There was a guy who ran the night shift on Number One, called Jones, Pete Jones?
I think
it was,
yeah. Yeah, I know Pete.
Had hours with him. Alan Lawty.
Yeah, Progress.
Well, he started with the DC-10 team, but he'd come out of the technical office. And I spent a lot of time with him.
Short chat.
Yeah, that's right. Tony Cassidy. There were too many to talk about. Dennis Hughes down in the drawing office. Lots of time with him because my wife worked for him. Mm-hmm. So I got to know him reasonably well. Dave Stafford was another one in the drawing office. There were just so many. Mm. And because I was a sort of outgoing, gregarian type person, I knew most of them. Mm. And I was pretty active socially as well, so they knew me from that as well. So,
did any of those turn into lasting friendships that you still maybe still see or deal with? Or
no,
did for
I'd
a
have
number
to
of
say,
years?
Once I left the group, I pretty much was out of the ring, really, and... there are none now that I know were Doughty people. I know where one or two of them are, but no, I haven't kept in contact. Mm.